Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin, call in. Please. Go outside and call in. I got the mic mute. Go ahead, talk. I'm playing a video. Playing Ice Cube with another guy. He's just saying he agrees with Kill. He's basically saying he agrees with Kill. With All right, so let me stop this the video. Is someone else? I'm having flat. Yes, sir. So I wanted you guys to hear that Ice Cube also did a tweet. Specifically addressing exactly what happened in terms of how he was contacted, and well, basically responded to the allegations that he is quote unquote working with Donald Trump. And this is where I say I absolutely believe him, because he indicates quite clearly that he was contacted by both parties regarding his contract with Black America. And I hope I'm not muted. No, okay. with his full-time contact with the Boston Concept for Black America, and he responded to both of them, and the Biden campaign said, we like most of what you have, but we'll want to talk to you after the election. So what does that mean? Who knows? Then, but the Trump campaign, when they contacted him, they wanted to talk to him right away about adding some of his agenda to Trump's already developed platform, is what it's called. And so I'm trying to see if I can. I don't want it to be my words. I want y'all to see. I wanted you guys to see exactly what Ice T said himself. So that there, because it's just too much gossip and, you know, and things like that. And then the media is portraying him in a certain way. You know. And a lot of people are mad. I want y'all to see this. This is a picture that somebody posted of Ice Cube. Let me show y'all what's going on. This is what they're doing. Now listen, I'm all for disagreement and all of that stuff. But let's see. No, that's not. Yeah, I've been it's just unfair. Look at that. Now see, you know, somebody was tweeting, you know, Ice Cube is gonna have to change. He's gonna have to change his name from Ice Cube to Warm Water. All of this, all kind of stuff, because people are mad that he met with Trump. And the fact of the matter is that if you're going to get anything done, Trump is in power. He's the president of the United States. I don't know. You know what they're doing. You know, they're trying to portray it like he is endorsing Donald Trump. And things like that. And, you know, Cuomo for MSNBC had him scheduled, canceled him. Okay. I can't find it, guys. I hate that. Because I really wanted you to see his direct response to what is being said in terms of what happened when both parties contacted him. Hold on, we have a call. Hold on. Community Advocate Network, go ahead with your comments.
Hello? Yes, hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You guys let me know if you all can hear really well. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes. I mean, I kind of disagree with Ice Cube on that. He's got the right to have his opinion. But, you know, not voting is technically is like voting for Trump. I mean, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You know, at least Biden and Harris did state that they would do some police reform. So we know with Donald Trump, there isn't going to be no police reform. And the whole thing about it is it's not what candidate is specifically going to do anything for the African-American race. But at least we know with police reform, we should get decreased, you know, attacks and, you know, and these unnecessary shootings. So, yeah, so I disagree with Ice Cube and anyone else who's saying, you know, that people take the black votes for granted, so it's best not to vote at all. But, you know, sometimes you got to choose. You got to take, I guess you say, the lesser of all evils.
Right. Well, that's his point exactly, is that we shouldn't be voting for the lesser of two evils. We should be voting for, our priority should be our black agenda. We should be our priority, whoever is addressing our issue, whether it's all of them or some of them or one of them. And that, you know, that Trump is not the boogeyman. Because my concern is, one of my major concerns, I don't like what he did with the coronavirus and all of that, but one of my major concerns with Trump is a race war. They feel that this is not a big problem.
Yes, with Donald Trump, too, he's not doing anything to hold police officers accountable for senseless shootings. So, I don't know where Ice Cube or anyone else is coming from. I mean, Ice Cube is a celebrity. He don't have to worry about getting pulled over by the police. And more than 9 times out of 10, they're going to recognize who he is in the city of Los Angeles. But,
right.
Any Joe Blow can randomly get pulled over by one of these race police officers, and who knows how to turn out. So the whole thing, you know, my main thing is, with the Biden and Harris ticket, is police reforms. You know, I'm not saying Joe is going to be Santa Claus for African Americans. He's going to be a long way from it. But if we can get some reform out of it, fine. But we know with President Trump, he's a straight racist. He's proven it.
Well, let me ask you a question as well, because there is a statistic that says that black men in particular side with Trump on his immigration policies. Is that true for you?
Immigration towards what? I mean,
build the wall,
as far as
and
I know, he's,
all of that stuff.
He's decreasing immigration for people of color. He's not allowing free ring to come to the United States, such as, you know, the Europeans. They don't have, no, prior to the pandemic, there was no restriction placed on Europeans coming to the United States. You know, I think all the restrictions was regarding people of color, you know, mainly Hispanics, but people from Africa, Haitians, Jamaicans. So, I don't agree with Trump at all.
Okay.
Regarding his immigration policy.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I guess Trump in there with that STEP program, that prison program, where he have released people who've been incarcerated 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
The only thing he have shown that he have released a few African Americans from prison, but you know, come on now. He also endorsed, you know, killing or mistreatment
right.
of blacks too.
Well,
he was here
in Muskegon yesterday. You know that, right? He was here in Muskegon yesterday, and he made light of the kidnapping and execution plot against Governor Whitmore. He says, you know, well, they say they threatened her, or she got threatened or something. You know, he's very callous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, you know, Trump has benefited some people, but the majority of people he has not. You know, technically with some of his policies, me being a business owner, I mean, his payroll protection program and things like that. But who's to say that if a Democrat wasn't in office, I would have got the same benefit. So, I mean, what he benefited a few about is also helped his family personally, you know, in
sure.
their businesses. So, Yeah, so the few he helped, he also helped himself. So that's my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I figured they haven't finished filling yet, so they need another 4 years to to steal. So, okay. Well, thanks, Marvin. That's Marvin, everybody. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I wanted to get your insight on some of this stuff.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, listen, I mean, they don't feel that they have to talk to us, that they have to address us. You know, they're meeting with the Hispanics, they're meeting with LGBTQIA. But when it comes down to the black vote, it's like, we'll deal with that later. Or is the plan not to deal with it at all? So, you know, that's what's frustrating. And then, you know, so between there, they already have a messaging problem. They want to address the crime bills and all of that stuff. They know Joe is, black people didn't vote Kamala out of the primary race for the DNC when they were battling each other for who was going to be the DNC nominee. She only got, I don't know, she got less than 10% of the black vote then. So black people said they didn't want her then. And then they put her up there for VP. Okay, that's fine. But then go ahead on and address her history as top cop in California, attorney general, and her record when it comes down to incarcerating black women and men. Truancy policies. She was out there locking up those black mothers, those single black mothers whose kids were truant in school. And one lady, I told y'all about this before, one lady was locked up for 180 days. 6 months she went to jail, single mother. Now, what was the kid doing while she was locked up for 6 months? People are still mad about that stuff. So it's very important. Hold on. Let's see. Tanya says, their concept is we are for everyone, but we don't see that. But nonetheless, I absolutely do not want Trump any longer. Yeah, that's what, you know, that's the whole thing. You have to decide on what your ultimate priority is at this point. Because here's my problem with Adolf. We should have been organizing this stuff and getting this word out about voting abstinence 2, 3, 4 years ago. Not at the last second when we're on the verge when we're in the middle of a pandemic and on the verge of a race war. That's the issue that I have with them. We should have been talking about this a long time ago so that we could have a solid plan, because we still don't have a solid plan, because you got duplicates. Like I said, you got people from Black Lives Matter that have bills on the floor. You got Congressional Black Caucus that have, and other organizations that have bills on the floor, some which have passed in the House. The Senate hasn't touched them and things like that. But a lot of things that were addressed in the contract, in Ice Cube's contract with Black America, has already been addressed by other organizations. But they're doing duplicate work. It's counterproductive. They count on us, Pastor Brown is saying, they count on us to be emotional voters and not ask for anything. Well, yeah, that's what we're saying, the arrogance of the Democratic Party. One mom said, this is Tanya speaking, one mom said she dropped her son off at school and he would leave. Right. that's a tough spot to control as a parent. Absolutely. I mean, you could have found any number of ways to deal with a truant child of a single mother than to lock her up. Yes, exactly. Adolf is late to the platform. Yeah, but, you know, I think that the election is beyond the lesser of two evils and all of that stuff at this point. Because the whole issue is at now is we're in the middle of a pandemic. We have a president who's playing games with people's lives, literally. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I was talking to a loved one the other day, a senior loved one the other day, haven't been feeling good for 2 weeks, you know, don't want to go to the hospital, you know, because you don't want to get caught up in a situation. You know, so, these things are too serious and too critical. A race war is critical. I don't know what they're talking about. But I go as far as to say that there are not as many black gun owners as there are white. And then who wants to do that anyway? It would be a huge loss on both sides. It's not something that you want to actually get in, you know. Who wants to be, you know. And he's steady inciting Trump, that is. So we have to vote according to our priorities. So I wanted you guys to call in. Are you calling me? I wanted you guys to call in so that we could have a discussion and have But I wanted to give you guys that information and to give you the correct information as to what is going on with Ice Cube. Ice Cube did not help Trump do anything. He responded to their request, and that was his campaign, number one, not him. He has never dealt with him directly or even spoken to him, according to Ice Cube. He only told them or gave them permission to use any parts of his Black Agenda plan, Contract with Black America. They are welcome to use any or all parts of it in their own plan. He also extended that offer to the Democratic campaign people who contacted him. So it's really, you know, so we need to, you know, because I'm reading all over the place, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, people in the black community saying I'm done with Ice Cube. You know, he's always been a solid guy. He's always been solid. You know, we may not agree with him on not voting for a president this year, but the fact of the matter is he's always been solid in terms of his blackness, his commitment to his community. So I think that, when you hear things like that, educate people, let them know, no, that is not what happened, you know, and we need to stop this because the fact of the matter is that we need all hands on deck. This man is willing to pull his resources. He got a whole career. He has a child embarked on a lucrative career and things like that. He does not have to. We do some crazy stuff. I remember when Magic Johnson put out a post and he said, "Give me some ideas of things that I can do to help us in the black community." This was several years ago, and people started talking to him about his gay son. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your child is gay. Well, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? The man is willing to go in his pocket. You know, you barely getting off the bus good, and, you know, what are we doing? So this is the problem. This is the problem. We do a lot of gossiping and whining, and you know, we got to get it together. as a community. We have to start operating as a group. We got to stop fighting each other, and we got to stop doing each other bad, number one. But we got to stop infighting, and we got to direct that towards the and through the proper channel, and direct it towards who it should be going towards, not within our own camp. Group economics and group politics is an absolute must. I don't care, you know. You can ask for everything all day long, but Roland Martin said it best, if there's no infrastructure in place, none of it is going to happen. I don't care what celebrity puts their neck on the line. So that's important. Tanya reminded me of something the other day, and I want to make sure that I give you guys this information. Because this is important. We're going to let it go. What time is it? 4:13. Okay. I'm going to let you guys go shortly. I want to give you this information. This is very, very good news here in Michigan for criminal justice reform. The governor has expanded. Where's my screen? The governor has expanded the expungement programs for criminal history. I'm so far behind in my other work, I need to get some blogs put up on the site. But this is important. Governor Whitmer signed bill expanding criminal record expungement in Michigan. This is very, very, very important for those who have felonies. They are locked out of employment, housing, social service benefits. They just are getting to the point where they're allowing people with felonies to get food stamps and all of that kind of stuff. And understand this now. And we're only talking about certain felonious crimes. We're not talking about assault of crimes and things like that. And I'll show you that in a second. But understand this. When people get out of prison and they cannot successfully assimilate back into society, this is where you get your high rate of recidivism. Recidivism just means they're going to commit a crime again and go back to prison. So this is important to aid in the effort of releasing people with felony histories, ex-offenders. And these are the non-dangerous ones. You know, if you've got things like criminal sexual conduct where you, you know, did child sexual abuse and things like that, you know, murder and, you know, armed robbery and all that kind of stuff, even domestic assault, things like that, certain levels you cannot get those things expunged. However, those things that are qualifying crimes, I just wanted to see. Let me see if there's something. I want to read from here. During a news conference with Whitmer in Detroit, that's Governor Whitmer in Detroit, lawmakers and advocates held up Michigan as a national leader in expungement reform. That is very true because, you know, we have the Project Clean Slate. If you go to my website, www.cammichigan.com, I have not updated that blog, I believe, since 2018. However, that program, Project Clean Slate, still exists here in Detroit, in Michigan, period. And it's available in some other states as well. So those of you that are listening to us today from other states, check with your states to find out if Project Clean Slate is available for you guys. That is where, if you have low-level felonies and things like that, you can get them expunged after 5 years, as long as they are at least 5 years old. Well, what this plan does in terms of what this expansion that Governor Whitmer did is that it is an automatic expungement. And let's see. I wanted to read okay. So it says, this is what the legislation does. It says the state Michigan is following Pennsylvania, Utah, and California in adopting an automated system to wipe clean certain convictions from public records after a period of time. Michigan's law will apply retroactively and is the first to automatically clear prior low-level felonies. Under the automatic record-clearing law, misdemeanors will be expunged 7 years after sentencing. So misdemeanors could even involve traffic violations and things like that. Felonies will be cleared 10 years after sentencing on the person's release from incarceration, whichever comes last. Up to 2 felonies and 4 misdemeanors can be automatically cleared. Now, this 10-year deal, what they're saying is they're talking about this is the retroactive clearance that they're doing. So they're saying that people with felonies that are at least 10 years old and up, from 5 to 10 years old, will be automatically cleared. So folks need to check, you know, run. You can run I think it costs $10. You can run an iChat or the Otis system as well. Otis, I think, only shows you your criminal history in your state. iChat also gives you criminal history if you have any type of federal crimes, state crimes, and so on and so forth. So iChat gives you a little bit more information. You know, it's a more comprehensive background check, rather. Let's see. So, not eligible for automatic expungement are assaultive crimes. Can you guys see that? Let me blow this up. We are right here in the second paragraph. In the first paragraph, not eligible for automatic expungement are assaultive crimes, serious misdemeanors, crimes of dishonesty such as forgery and counterfeiting, offenses punishable by 10 or more years in prison, and crimes that involve a minor, a vulnerable adult, injury or serious impairment, death, or human trafficking. So let's unpack that. So what they're saying here is that you can have a minimum of 2 felonies and 4 misdemeanors expunged or wiped clear from your record, except assaultive crimes or serious misdemeanors, crimes of dishonesty like forging checks, counterfeiting money, or whatever. Those are not eligible crimes for expungement. Also, offenses punishable by 10 or more years in prison. This is important because if you have a charge, let me get back on the screen real quick. If you have a charge that is where that crime is punishable by 10 or more years, it is not a qualified, it does not qualify for expungement. Even if you only did 4 years, if the crime itself carries up to a 10-year or more sentence, it is not eligible for expungement. So that's important. The other disqualifying crimes are any crimes that involve a minor. So that's your CSCs, your criminal sexual conduct crimes, where people are molesting children and things like that. A vulnerable adult, your seniors or disabled people, crimes against seniors or disabled people, things like that. injury or serious impairment. Say if you got a DUI and someone was confined to a wheelchair as a result of their injuries or killed as a result of your driving drunk and you hurt someone with a serious permanent injury or impairment or death, then that crime would not be would not qualify for expungement. However, they are considering some DUIs, and I have to get in more information on that. Also, anything that involves human trafficking is not eligible for expungement. So, assault crimes are defined as offenses such as assault, homicide, manslaughter, assaults against pregnant women, kidnapping, rape, armed robbery, terrorism, and violations involving bombs and explosives, according to the House Fiscal Agency. The legislation gives the state 2 years to implement the automatic expungement process. The remaining legislation in the 7-bill package will take effect in 180 days. So this is going to go into effect in about 6 months, somewhere around the summer. The bills expand eligibility for expungement through the application process, which is handled by a judge. And it goes ahead and gives some key changes to the current expungement laws that we have. This is really great. And I'll put a link in the description to this article, and I'll try to provide some more information as I thank you, Tanya, for let me know about that, because I didn't even see that come through. But this is important because we now, fortunately, in Michigan, in terms of criminal justice reform, we have quite a few things going on where we have, Michigan did not necessarily adopt Ban the Box law, something called Ban the Box, where jobs and housing people could not ask you about your criminal history. We did have that ordinance in Detroit. Rick Snyder, when he was governor, took it away, but then he re-implemented it right at the end of his term before Governor Whitmer came in, where the criminal history information was deducted from state job applications only. But he forbade what they call fair chance ordinances in the state of Michigan in terms of, so Detroit had to take it away. We had it, and then, fortunately we have a governor and in the city of Detroit, a mayor who recognizes the issues surrounding Detroit citizens. Most of, you have a high concentration of African-Americans in the Detroit community. I believe it's the 80-20 ratio or somewhere to that effect. And so with that, you have a lot of people who, unfortunately have a lot. And, I'm going to tell you something. You parents out there that have young men, teenage sons and all of that stuff, you watch these police officers stopping your sons and attaching these crimes to them because it will wreck their life. They will never get rid of it for the rest of their life. And believe me, trust me, I have worked with clients trying to get them employment when I was doing supportive employment services with working with clients. One young man I had stolen a car and ran from the police officers. Well, thank God they didn't kill him, but it happened when he was 18 or something, 17. No, I'm sorry, he was 17 when it happened, and he was at this point 42, and they put about 5 or 6 felonies on that young man. And so he ended up in a situation where we couldn't get his record, any part of his record, expunged and things like that. They will write up a lot of stuff on them because they know that this, essentially, like we talked about with voting, when they take away your voting rights, that's something else that they have been working on in Michigan. is getting things off of these ex-offenders who have come home and been productive and things like that, and getting where they can get their voting privileges back. That is also going on here in Michigan. So we have a we are fortunate here in terms of the efforts of our officials doing involving criminal justice reform. So, you know, so I want to make sure that you guys are aware of that information. But yeah, if you guys have these teenage sons and grandsons, grandkids and stuff like that, you know, fight that stuff as much as you can, because they will, it will ruin their lives. It will ruin their lives, and they will not get rid of that stuff ever. Unless you have stuff like this, unless you have, this is, again, why it's important to vote. You know, especially when it comes to, you know, your local, state and local officials, because you want people in place who will, you want to elect people who will put things like this in place. It's not so much, like Ice Cube said, it's not that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Well, it's the same thing with criminal justice. It's not so much that, you know, people are doing all of this stuff. They will stack charges on these black kids, you know. And if you don't, mom and dad don't have the money to fight it, to get a lawyer. Somebody said the one that went to jail is the one who didn't pay the lawyer. So we must understand certain things. I appreciate you guys joining me every week, every Sunday on for our coffee and conversation. I've got some Tim Hortons today. I didn't even taste it. But I wanted to get this information out. I thought this was very important. I am disappointed that you guys did not call in, but okay, everybody wants to listen today and not talk, so it's okay. I appreciate you joining me every Sunday at 3 o'clock for coffee and conversation. Pass the word, share the video. Please give me a thumbs up. I'm still trying to get my 1,000 subscribers. Please go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and all of that good stuff. There's links in the description boxes for voting resources, how to vote, where you can get your absentee ballots, make sure that you're registered and all of that. All of that information is down in the description box. I also link this article. Give me a few minutes to get that in regarding the criminal justice reform of the expansion on that here in Michigan. So thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you. And as always, take care, everybody.